Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, the story of Zacchaeus. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, do any of us look up to Zacchaeus? Now, every kid loves Zacchaeus, of course. We know that. But I don't think it's just because he was short. I think kids love Zacchaeus because he was a wee little man who made it big. He was a short man who became a big deal while still being short. You know how it is for kids, right? Everybody that they're taught to respect, to look up to, is always so tall. Now here's someone, a man, an adult, who we talk about, we sing about, we admire, who's a lot more their size. I think when I was a kid, I looked up to Zacchaeus until I was about like 8 years old. And from then on, just like everybody else, I've been looking down on Zacchaeus. Once we become adults, who among us looks up to Zacchaeus anymore? And not just because he was short, right? I think it's really because, the reason is because as tall people, we know the drill. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. See, there's plenty of reason to look down on Zacchaeus. We know all the drill about tax collectors, that they collaborated with the enemy, they got rich at their countrymen's expense, they lied about how much they were supposed to collect. And Zacchaeus, I mean, he's not just like any old regular tax collector, he's a chief tax collector, which obviously means he's a much worse sinner than all the other tax collectors that we read about. We really do look down on Zacchaeus, don't we? Or do we? Do we think, maybe, that our cheating the IRS, a business deduction here, an allowable educational expense there, really isn't quite as bad as his tax collecting? If you haven't thought about that yet, wait a couple of years. The tax code for ministers of the gospel, ordained or commissioned, is like the most tempting on the books. Do we think maybe that our collaborating with the enemy is not really quite as bad as his? Our standing silently by when classmates are talking down their field ed pastors, our letting Satan kind of play with our imaginations with the movies we watch. Do we think that our little lies aren't really quite as bad as Zacchaeus's? Because ours really don't hurt anybody. You know, we're just a little something to make ourselves look a little better. You know, look a little smarter in front of our classmates, to look a little wiser in front of our colleagues, to look a little more attractive among fellow seekers, perhaps. Right? We're not really hurting anybody like Zacchaeus did. We all look down on Zacchaeus, don't we? We've learned that as adults. Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today, Jesus says. And when the crowd saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. We all look down on Zacchaeus, don't we? I think not. Actually, I think we really don't anymore. To be honest, I think we've all kind of heard that sermon before, right? The truth is, I think most of us have probably now managed to put Zacchaeus kind of up on a pedestal. See, the problem with biblical bad guys, Zacchaeus, the other tax collector that went into the temple, the woman caught in the act of adultery, the prodigal son, the thief on the cross, is that we know how well they came out. So I think by now, we've kind of started to look up to folks like Zacchaeus. Really, you think about it, Zacchaeus wasn't all that bad, right? I mean, he was a wee little man. He was probably nice to kids. And then, in our text, he's seeking Jesus. What could be better than that? And, of course, the grand moment, his one true shining moment, is there in the house when everyone else is seated or reclining around the table. Our text says, verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood up. The one time he probably ever towered over the room. And now that he had everyone looking up at him, he said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." Now that's the kind of guy you can look up to. I want to grow up to be like Zacchaeus. Reality check. No points given for being short and cute. Seeking Jesus because we're feeling something missing in our lives, because money isn't working for us anymore, because we're tired of being ostracized, that's still the sinful nature. That's still just serving me, self, right? Giving to God the half of what all belongs to him already, paying back even fourfold, big interest, what we've stolen. I mean, there's no virtue in that. This is not something to admire. When we've done all that we're commanded, let's say we are unworthy servants. We've only done what was required of us. There's no reason to want to grow up to be like Zacchaeus. Salvation did not come to this house today because of some charitable contribution that we didn't deduct from our taxes. We aren't children of Abraham because we came running into this place where we can see Jesus every day. No, we really can't look down on Zacchaeus, that's for sure. But there's no reason to look up to him either. The fact is, we're looking Zacchaeus right in the eye, in the mirror. But there's Jesus looking up into the tree. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." The only one who really looks up to Zacchaeus is the one who, by all rights, ought to be looking down on all of us and on all creation. The Son of God rules all this from his throne in heaven. Jesus never stooped to share in evil. Jesus never stooped so low as to profit at anybody else's expense. We ought to be looking up at him, awestruck. But he came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and became a wee little man, at least by his standards. Jesus came seeking, looking for Zacchaeus and us, came to see us, to be with us, to stay with us. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And so, we do find ourselves looking up at him, at Jesus. Not up into heaven, but up on a tree. Seeing there all that we have defrauded, restored. And not just fourfold. Seeing that the things that we robbed, stole, cheated, took, are all now back with us. Seeing the whole, not the half, of his good and and his goods given to us. Jesus so humbled himself, so condescended, even to death on the cross, that we look here and not only see, but truly possess the forgiveness of all of our sins and the absolute certainty of living with him forever in heaven. The only one who really looks up to Zacchaeus is Jesus. And when he does, he sees you. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.